listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way in Hollywood and corporate, doing it the way we do it, man. We've had a wonderful week. This is a really awesome talk show if you're just tuning in. We talk about everything easy way, and we hang with the celebrities, the stars, the corporate people, the do-gooders, people that are making a difference. We connect those types of people to those types of people. We got a lot of ventures going on. We just recently did an amazing, amazing event. We're gonna be talk about all that stuff. We got a great guest, good friend of mine, proud to call him a friend. His name is Romaine Simon. Romaine Simon. If you don't know about him, look him up. Romaine Simon. He's just amazing individual, man. He's done so many things as a producer and a director. He's actually danced with Michael Jackson. He's just doing everything. He's got the LA Live show. We'll be talking more about him. In fact, if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting, our fans page, that's how you keep up with all the updates, all the hot stuff. We're always moving, man. We're always in a different direction. We're always connecting people. We're doing interviews. We're doing behind the scenes. We're just on set with Sam Sarpong yesterday. You're going to see a lot of the cool behind the scenes pictures of that. We're in the UK. We're doing Easy Way UK. We're building the Easy Way Latin division. It's just rocking and popping. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Mr. Romaine Simon right after these words from our sponsor. Actually, no, this is just my company. A little bit about WTV. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, we're back on Easy Talk Live, and there's news on Travis Barker, and there's I'm reading TMZ right now. This is crazy. TMZ has learned that the boyfriend, Shanna Mokler's biker boyfriend, threatened to let loose on Barker, on Travis Barker, in the club, San Fernando Valley. Chapter, Shannon and Travis were both arrested a couple weeks ago, and they were slinging death threats to each other. Sources close to Shanna believe Barker will try to use her boyfriend's angel ties against her in the custody battle. But we're told Shannon's insisting he's nonviolent. He's a nonviolent pussycat with no rap sheet. Despite her concerns, Shanna posts pics of her man on the regular, but always blurs the Hell's Angels patches on his cut. TMZ was told Shannon's reminding friends the Angels do not do a lot of good charity rides and fundraisers. Just don't ever, you know, touch his hog. So that's a little story going on. You know, we're always giving you guys little stories with the news and the gossip and all that wonderful stuff. And so on to Easy Way News. Man, we had a really, really awesome week this week. We've done some really cool things. We just recently did the Bright Life Music with Warner Brothers, GCAS single release. The GCAS single release, Bright Life Music. GCAS is he's from Africa. He's a pop artist. He's kind of got a Rastafarian feel to him. He just did an awesome performance at Felipe Chow in Beverly Hills. There was so many celebrities, man. They hired Easy Way Promotions. We did our thing. The red carpet was amazing. Now, shout-outs especially to the media, the Easy Way media that supported us and supported that venture. Everybody, I wish I could name you guys one by one. We will be putting a post shouting out everybody. We had probably about 15 cameras there. And I will do a shout-out to not give everybody credit, but a little shout-out to the Nikki Rich Show, because she just recently signed her deal with Comcast and AT&T, and we were the first event after from that deal, first situation that she covered, and that was pretty cool. She got a lot of great interviews, so we'll keep you guys posted on those interviews and what she's got going on. We had everybody from Getty to CarMax to PR Photos to Contact Music to Molly Hollywood to CPC News, Examiner. I mean, everybody was on that carpet shooting it. And shout outs to all my celebrity friends, man. I don't know if I can remember them all. If I miss anybody, I apologize. But a lot of these are celebrity ambassadors, like Claudia Wells from Back to the Future. Thank you to Turbo for introducing us to her. You guys remember she was on our show a couple weeks ago. She came on, and we became friends with her, and now we're rocking it the easy way with her. She showed up. The DeLorean, the Back to the Future car was there. Got the fans calling in. Sorry, guys. We're on live. Can't answer your calls. That's actually our business line. That's not our actual radio line. Otherwise, I'd pick up their calls and bring them on live air. But so we had Claudia Wells there in front of the Back to the Future car, the actual car. It looked like the actual car from the movie itself. It had the sports almanac there. It had the flux capacitor. And, you know, so we got a bunch of pictures that are on that will be on Easy Way Broadcasting, our Facebook fans page. You want to see that? We have my boy Ro Brooks and Patrick Fawcett. So a little bit of the cast from Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on the OWN Network. So they came out. They support. We had Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. We had Suze in the house from The Hills Have Eyes. They were just on Baby Boomers Live. We had a couple people from America's Got Talent and American Idol. We had, all my brain's just not working. We had people from Warner Brothers. We had, Bright showed up. We had so many awesome celebrities with the Easy Way Angels in the house. We had so many people. It was just so much fun. And so I don't want to forget anybody, man. We had so many amazing celebrities that showed up. So we're gonna make sure that we post the picture so you know who was there. You can go to Easy Way Broadcast and go to the photo album. And you can see everything that happened and how it goes down the easy way and how we do what we do. So that was the event. GCAS performed. It was amazing. It was awesome. So the end of the show, we're going to actually play his track, which is called Seto. And you can check that out. And it's just a really cool track. He's a Vivo artist. He's actually going to be hold on one second, guys. I apologize. I've gotten about 12 different phone calls, so this might be really important. So we're going to go to a quick little song here by my girl Destiny, and this is called Illuminate, and we'll be right back. Hello? What? What do you want? Yeah, I'm on air. You're calling.
Wanna feel your light, get lost in the state of mind, white and yellow everywhere. Cause everything that I've dreamed is standing in front of me, reaching for you, I believe. So I follow my vision. Even if I'm blind and living in this blissful, naive bubble that we share. And no, I'm not afraid to live in the darkness if I have you. So take my heart and blind my eyes with your light. Illuminate like the sun.
All right, guys, we're back on Easy Talk Live. I apologize about that. You probably heard the behind the scenes of that call, and that I apologize for that situation, and I don't know why that person called that many times, and I should have had it on mute. So hey, people make mistakes, it happens. So anyway, let's do a great show here. We got our awesome guest, Romaine Simon, coming on. This is a little bit about Romaine Simon. He is the man. He is a director. He's a producer. The grand grandson of Haiti, former president of author of the Red to Black, The Power of Love. Romaine Simon is an award-winning filmmaker. Romaine was born and raised in Haiti, where he began his filmmaking career. He moved miles from home to the United States to continue and expand his dreams in the entertainment industry by embarking upon several projects. Romaine's most recent projects are featured films. I'm probably going to mess this up. I apologize, Romaine. Fasun Nelor Our Way, Vengeance, Tragedy of the Mother and Son, and The Night Seekers. Early 2015, Romaine will be working on a feature film version of The Red to Black. Now, I've seen a picture with the gentleman from Desperado, major actor. Can't think of it. I've seen a picture of Danny Trejo, and I mean, Romaine's doing his thing, man. So growing up in Haiti, Romaine was raised around seeing the dark side of the world, such as voodoo and paranormal. Romaine witnessed many ceremonies and other ungodly dark magic rituals. Experiences where Romaine pulls his creative story within his book and his films. Some links are going to be on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. If you want to know more, you want to see more, actually the show is being promoted. It is there now. So we're going to go a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we should have Mr. Romaine. I hope this is him calling in. I think this is him. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We do it the easy way. We'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, guys, the moment you've been waiting for, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Romaine Simon, director, producer, actor extraordinaire. He's also a dancer. He used to dance with Michael Jackson. His resume goes on and on and on. Romaine, welcome to the show. Welcome to Doing It the Easy Way. How you feeling, brother?
Hey, thank you for having me, man. It's great thing you are doing on the community, the easy way. The show is great. I love it, and I always run into you guys at the biggest event, and just supporting the community. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me, and thank you for everyone that's listening.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you for coming on, and I mean, we've been friends for a while now, but I had some time to do what I do as a host and do some research, and man, you got a pretty interesting life. I did not know how crazy your life has been. I mean, your dad, I'm just going to kind of point out some of the highlights, and I hope I didn't mangle your bio too bad there when I introduced you earlier. If I mispronounce anybody's names, help me out there. But your dad was the president, or is the president, or former president of Haiti?
Yeah, my grandfather was the former
your
president.
Your grandfather, yeah.
My grandfather, my dad has been in politics for over 45 years as the state leader of Haiti. My grandfather is Sherit Simon. Shout out to my grandma. She probably listening right now. She turned 113 years old. So I'm just blessed, man. I'm blessed to be in this industry, you know, working with people. I've left politics and come to the United States and try to, you know, explore and do something different, you know, what I love, and which is entertain people through moving pictures or a great book. I've received the love in America, and everybody's just there supporting me, be part of my film, my book, everything. So I'm grateful, man.
No, definitely, man. And you've just had so much of an accomplishing career. And I mean, so yeah, I'm a dancer, and you know, we have our segment with Boogaloo Shrimp Turbo, and we have a lot of dancers around us. And I know you used to dance with Michael Jackson, or you used to be a serious dancer. Talk to us a little bit about that, and you know, just talk as much as you can. I mean, that must have been a really cool experience.
It is, man. I met him when I was very, very little, and when I was like around 8 years old. One of his trips, he went to Haiti, he was able to meet with my family at the palace in Haiti, and that's how I get to start following, you know, watching his music video. I was banned from watching TV and anything that doesn't have to do with politics, because they were focusing on having me as the next son to take over the family, as the first son of the first son, the family business. So, but when I was watching him, I started teaching myself, you know, how to dance and dance like him and things like that. And when I get to come here, you know, give me a chance to showcase my skills and it was grateful, man. I was grateful. He's a great guy. He's more than somebody who employ who's your boss. You know, he's like a family. He treats everybody with respect, with love, and things like that. I'm just grateful to everybody that come in my life and that part of my journey.
Yeah, man. And you've had a lot of journeys. You've had a lot of journeys. So. Did you ever dance with Michael Jackson, like actually in his music video, or were you friends with him, or what has to do with the whole Michael thing? So that's pretty legendary.
It was did a couple shows, did a couple extras and videos, and also he was family of the Simons, you know, because of my father, you know, he's the one that always welcome all the celebrities, you know. When you go to Haiti and bring you to the palace and stuff like that. So he was like a friend to the family of Simon, you know. Rest in peace to his soul. But you know, we lost a great legend.
Oh, cool. That's pretty cool, man. So when I go around Hollywood, I'm gonna be like, yeah, man, I know Romaine Simon. I know the Simons. I'm family with the Simons. Can I use your name? Do you mind? No, I'm kidding. So basically, you started. I mean, was that how you started out? Was that how it all you know started, or did you start as a director, start as a producer, a dancer? I mean, you do so many things.
Well, the thing is, what really the way my career started is just I was trying many things. You know, when I was in Haiti, I didn't feel like politics was what I wanted to do, you know, at that time, and I wanted to spread my wing, and because every time I'm training, because I was put into military training at a very young age, so every time I'm training, I'm always dancing, you know. They give me the prop guns to train, to learn how to shoot or things like that, but I use it, you know, to as a prop to dance and as a microphone and things like that. So when I was about to escape from all of that and come to America, I started doing MMA, and then I was tired of it because I didn't wanna punch people all my life, you know, and I just left that and I started doing stunts. By doing stunts in movies, and I get to meet with celebrities and stuff like that, and then I did a trial for MJ, and from there I went to school for film, and then from there I just continue on acting but now I'm more focusing on directing and producing.
Okay. And so you started out with stunts, and then you got into dancing, you know, you did that for a while, and acting and producing and directing. And so looking at your stuff, it looks like you got some pretty hardcore projects and films and stuff going on right now. I mean, I don't know where to start, man. What do you want to talk about? We'll kind of go into how you got into all these different things. I really want to like get to the nitty and gritty of the networking. You know what I mean? Of how who you got with and how how did you make what you're doing real now? You know, like everything that you're involved is very real. You're not like walking in the Hollywood hamster wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you just have to surround yourself with the right people. You know, a lot of time you might think you know somebody good and the person's now to be a hater, but you just have to keep trying. You know, never give up on your dream and keep practicing your craft and just don't sit around and waiting for Superman because he's not coming. You don't have to meet him halfway. So just keep practicing and keep going to networking events, meet people and get yourself out there. And my most proud achievement right now is my book, Where to Black, The Power of Love, which is on Amazon and everywhere. And that book is really, really kicking some butt. You know, people really love it, and we're getting a lot of 5 stars and the review and things like that. And also a feature film that I'm getting ready to release, which is it's complete everything. It's called Fasano, Our Way. You know, my way, your way, our way, the easy way. So yeah, man. So I'm just excited for those new projects, and I'm excited for 2015. Upcoming projects that are coming to entertain everybody.
Well, I know. Like when I say the stepping stones and how you got there, and of course, yeah, you gotta follow your dreams and not give up, and that's general. But like you know, with me, social media is a big reason, big reason why I've been able to build a worldwide brand, and I have some of the biggest people in the Hollywood and the corporate world endorsing it and being involved. And we have over 27 celebrity ambassadors now, and I mean, you know what we do. A lot of our fans should know what we do. But it's the follow up, and it's learning and tagging, and follow up I think is the number one key, you know, and it's filtering and researching, you know, and then you go through the haters. I mean, I want you to get a little bit more in detail if you can. You know, on some of the pathways and the speed bumps that you've come across, you know, in developing your success. Because a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of directors and producers and young filmmakers and people that have a pen and a paper and an idea, but they never have the funding. You know what I mean? They never have the distribution. They never have the real stuff. They try, but nowadays you don't necessarily need that. Would you agree? You social media. You can put it on YouTube. And things start happening.
Yes. Well, you know, the thing is, one of the number one thing that's difficult in the indie film making is the funding. You know, but me, I've been doing pretty good. You know, I spend my own money, and now the fact that I'm I did that. You know, I get to show people what I did, and my film looks very professional, well done. So now if I go to somebody and say, hey, look what I did for $100,000 out of my pocket. Imagine you give me, $1 million, $2 million. Imagine what I can do, or, you know, things like that. So when people look at that and be like, okay, you know, he only started and let's just be part of the West. But, you know, if you just sit around and waiting for investors and you don't get it done, it's not ever gonna be done, because it's very difficult for somebody to say, hey, I want to give you $100,000 or $1 million or $100 million without seeing what you've done. But if you go out there and say, hey, you know, I want to put the first piece of the puzzle, you know, I want to start, you know, with just a little bit of money, got a group, as long as you have a good cast, you have a good crew, you have some decent location, shoot a low budget film and get yourself started. And if somebody wants to be part of it, you know, get them involved, and when you're ready for the bigger projects, you go after people and say, hey, you know, I'm ready and I have this film, I would like the investors to be part of it. And they're gonna ask you what have you done? And you're going to show them, say, hey, this is what I've done before. And, you know, with your money, I can do a lot bigger, a lot better. You know?
Continue.
Yeah, so and then another thing that you have to face and the business is the haters, you know, the people who just for the heck of it, you know, feel like, you know, one of the things that I face when as I come here to the United States, a lot of people say, hey, you know, how come you're playing in your country and your father is this and that, and then you come here to take American job, and you have people who doesn't really, you know, like you, and they just go around on the internet and write things about you, or just for the heck of it, just because you're doing things that they're not doing, not because they can't do it, you know, they can do it. Everybody can do whatever you want to do as long as you put your mind into it. But some just choose to waste time and to sabotage and mess up somebody's career while their career is just dying, you know. And you have come across all these people, you know, people who just dare to hate and people who just dare to be part of your life, and you just have to embrace it all, you know, be grateful.
Yeah, that's. Thank you so much for expanding on that more. And yeah, let me ask you this: when you're dealing with somebody in business and you're trying to follow up with them, you're trying to call them, and people say, well, hey, you know, I'm busy. The way I look at it, and tell me if you agree with this, if you're actually that busy, then you must not really be doing things on a real, real level, because I think the people that are really doing things on a real level kind of make their own time. They should control their own time. And I think when people say, I'm busy, that's more of an excuse. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I can control my own time and make whatever it is and switch things around and make it work. You know, is that? Do you think that's some of the stuff you do?
Well, you know, you have to always keep yourself busy, but at the same time, do not close doors for opportunity. You know, you have to always be ready. You know, if you work in a 9-to-5 job and you're working in this industry, you have to find a way to open your schedule, because your career, the opportunity is not gonna sit around and wait for you. You know, you have to be the one out there and get it. And when it's come, you have to be ready to grab it, you know? So just always keep yourself busy, at the same time ready for opportunities that may come around.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so, you know, I'm just trying to – the listeners that are listening right now, we do have a lot of listeners. We are in the UK, Easyway UK, Soul Central Magazine, Genesis Radio Birmingham, FM Radio. We're actually in talks with a lot of other people for the Latin division and Russian, and it's worldwide. So there's a lot of people that are probably tuning in right now or will be tuning in to the archive. And I think a lot of people go through these situations. I think a lot of people – you know, they get involved in these situations. They want to advance their projects. I don't think there's anybody in the planet out there that doesn't want to advance their projects further. And you're an individual that has been able to do that. You're someone that's not talking. You've actually done your book, which is finished, ready to go. And is it published? Is it in stores? I mean, what's going on with the book? Like, how do people get it?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to give a shout out to the people in UK, because one of the lead actresses on my film, Fast and Wild Away, she's the beauty queen of former beauty queen of UK and Miss Great Britain, and she's just an awesome lady. So shout out to UK. Yeah, I mean, the book is out. It's on Amazon. Go on Facebook, you see the link, or you can go into Amazon and you type Red to Black, The Power of Love, and it will come up, and you know, get yourself a copy and see. It's a great book, man. It talks about love, you know, the mistake that we human make, and how we can learn to love each other, and all, you know, it's a great story overall. You know, the story, the synopsis, everything is on there. So once you put it on Amazon, you go on Amazon, you check out the book, you will be able to read the story of the book.
Okay, cool. So, all right, let's talk about the film, man. I mean, I'm looking at some of your stuff, and so how'd you get Danny Trejo involved? Danny Trejo's a pretty, you got some serious stuff involved in your projects. You're holding like a newspaper of some sort, and he's standing there next to you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know, this industry, when I come into it, first thing I do is get myself, you know, with the right people, you know, just go out there and meet people. You know, I work with a lot of people in the industry. I work for Jay Leno, you know, and the thing is, I didn't see myself as a graduated filmmaker, you know. I go out there, and if I have to do PA on a set of a Jay Leno show, I have to do it, you know, just to get the experience, just to be around him. And that's really, really what gave me the experience to have my own show and then have the show, you know. So I just go out there and work with some of the good people, the white people, the TV station. I had a show with Harry Mandel called The Mob on Fox TV. You know, I've worked for KBLA TV and I go out there and meet celebrities and they get to, you know me and know what I do and things like that. So whenever I have something going on and I say, hey, you know, I'm doing this, would you like to be part of it? And we go from there.
Okay. So talk to us about some of the cast members, some of the people that are involved with your, with this new big movie, this new big thing going on.
I'm working on the movie version of Red to Black,
mm-hmm.
We have Walter John, which is the Black Ranger from the original Power Ranger. We have him involved. We have Nadja.
Did you say Walter Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of our celebrity ambassadors. That's my boy. But Walter, shout out to Walter Jones, brother from another mother. And what other Rangers did you say?
The Blue Ranger, Nadja Dittage, and also
of course Nadja. We were dancing with them. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and then Steven Skyler. The Golden Ranger, and then also we spoke with Terrence Howard. My people is in talk with a couple of the celebrities, Claire Holt. She's on the show called the Originals. It's a vampire TV show, and the king himself of vampires, Wesley Snipes. So we're going to have some big name, and this is supposed to be my tribute to the big screen as a director. So
That's a big one. That's a big one right there, man. So you have commitments from those names, or you're in talks?
Yeah, we have commitment. We have some attached. We have commitment to some, and some of them wants to wait till everything is ready to go, and then we can go to the next level. You know how it is in the business. So, I'm just excited about this project.
Well, let me know when you're shooting. You know, I got some stories with Wesley Snipes. I'd love to see him again. I actually went to his house off the beach, that beach house that he has, and checked out his studio and got to kick it with him for a while. Real cool guy. And we all know the Rangers. We're all friends with them. So I love for Easy Way to be behind the scenes and help push this out for you a little bit.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. We actually getting ready to shoot a promo for it with Walter John and Nadja Dittage next month. Definitely, if you can come out, and then also. Also, February 14th, I have a mini, you know, event, mini gathering on a boat, and then you can bring your loved one, you know, come to the boat, and then we have dinner on the boat, and we can cruise around and stuff like that, and yeah, man.
That sounds fun. That sounds like something I can bring my big people, my big supporters too. So we're gonna definitely have to talk about that one online. That actually sounds fun, like fresh air, sea. No Hollywood. Do you have signs saying No Hollywood allowed No, I'm kidding. So basically, you're doing it, man. You're doing it real big. You know, who are some of the people that you look up to, or some of the mentors, some of the guidance that you've had along your way? Who are some of the people on your team?
Number one person I look up to is Michael Jackson, no doubt. I looked up to on my directing career. I looked up to Steven Spielberg. I looked up to Clint Eastwood. One of the things that I take from him as a director is you know, become an actor director, you know, to get to know your actors and to make them feel comfortable, you know, don't yell action on set, you know, is to let them feel they're ready, you know. You can tell them whenever you're ready, camera rolling, and then we can get the perfect acting, perfect performance from them. And I also looked up to Tyler Perry, you know, as an African-American who's doing it in the industry, which is, you know, really how he started. He was homeless, and now look at where he is. So I looked up to a lot of these people, you know, who's doing it. Also, Wyclef Jean, you know, who's Haitian and came here. He started from the bottom, you know, and now he's... He's a legend, you know. He's pretty good. He worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. So I looked up to you too, Izzy. You know, you're doing it in the industry, and you're supporting the community, and just people like myself, you know, can come on your show and talk about my project. So I really appreciate you. You know, I love your show. We, you know, the Easy Way, and let's keep on, you know, the love going. One love, man.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And I mean, wow, I got a serious supporter right there. All my people heard that, and they're like, "Damn, this guy is." I mean, your grandfather was the president of Haiti, and you're saying you look up to me. That's I can't. I don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to react to that. So I'm just gonna say, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to this. There is another project that you have, another venture called LA Live Show, and that's on TV, right?
Yes, that's a TV show.
And is that a media vehicle, or is that a TV show that's on what network? I mean, talk to us a little bit about LA Live Show.
LA Live, the show is a talk show where we interview. It's almost the same thing you're doing, you know. We interviewed celebrities. We had we had one of the Power Rangers on the show. We had we have Steven Skyler. We have Miguelito, who's the youngest to receive 9 Grammy nominee, and he's holding 4 Grammys, you know, for his first Grammy when he was 9 years old. So we're supporting the youth, you know, the young generation. So LA Live, the show, is a show. We do not do gossiping. We welcome everybody, you know, on the show, any celebrities that wants to talk or clear the air about anything, any rumor, you know. The same thing with Brenda Murphy. He was he had a big fight with Eddie Murphy, and we gave him a chance to come on the show, and he did his act, and then also also, he was able to clear the air a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, I want to produce something with you, man. I think we should produce like a YouTube parody or something. We should get all of our contacts and all the stuff that we have and do some sort of like fundraising comedy parody or something, you know? Like, because your style, my style, you got the yin and the yang, you know, and you know a ton of people. I know a ton of people in... I think we could do something really cool, and we could pick a chair. I don't know. We definitely got to talk about that. That's just something that kind of hit me. What do you think?
My style, kick and bite. So I love to be involved in action movies. Also, my film, action and horror films, these scary movies and stuff. So we can try the comedy and stuff. But you know, but yeah, man, definitely would love to team up with you and get something done.
Well, you know, a lot of the beautiful ladies say that I'm really scary. So if you need a scary actor,
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. cool, man. So we're gonna have a blast. You know, so your social media, so people can follow you, is your Twitter, your Facebook. Go ahead and tell them, and speak very clear and concise and slow, so people can follow you if they want. You guys, Romaine Simon He's doing it big. You know, he's a director, actor, producer. He's got all the radio show stuff going on. You know, he's got his TV show. He's used to dance with Michael. I mean, this is definitely a guy to follow. So tell them your Twitter and your Facebook.
Twitter is Woman Simon. My Facebook is Woman Simon. When you go on Facebook, I have seven pages of them. So choose the one with the picture. So Woman Simon on Facebook. Filmmaker, author, on Instagram, Woman Simon, Web to Black, and you can put my name on Google. You will find some of the things that I've done and stuff like that. And keep following your dream and don't listen to the haters and never give up.
You know, let's go into that too. Before I let you go, because I'm just going to be real. I'm very open and honest. I got a lot of – I won't say a lot, but I have like those particular haters that are so jealous and so upset and so – they kind of look at the situation and they think that they messed up. You know what I mean? They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They were lazy or you know, they were expecting something and they had this like delusional of grandeur situation in their head and – because of that, and they're upset that they can't be involved now. You know, they want to go post stupid things, or they want to go around. They want to bad mouth, or they want to, you know, bad talk or whatever. But what do you think? And I'm gonna tell you what I do. But what do you think is the best way to handle it? Now, I'm gonna ask you two questions. One, can you think of a hater situation, something that you've gone through, something deep, you know? And then how did you handle it? How did you deal with it?
Well, I just ignored them because I have this one guy who I was supposed to work with him and work with his daughter, and the project is not yet ready to start yet, and he just go on the internet and start writing things and stuff and go on report and start writing things. But you know, you can't really do nothing because you have the internet right now, who's open to people to just bully people and bashing people without any proof or anything. Just best thing you got to do is never look back, you know, keep going and don't give up, you know, because you can't really, you don't really have the time to fight with them or talk back to them or things like that. Just keep going, you know, because you can't really do much about it. And you don't want to start drama, things like that. So me, I'm a person of peace. So I like to just sometimes let things go. Unless somebody push it too far, then I, you know, then my vengeful heart just take over. But I usually like to let things go, and depression will stop until they once they're tired of it, they will stop. You know.
You hope. Yeah, I'm not going to mention names or anything like that, but you actually have somebody. I was looking in your pictures of you actually have somebody that's involved with one of your projects that is a non easy way supporter. Let's put it that way. But you know, you're right, and that I think one of the best ways to deal with the hater is just not deal with a hater. You know what I mean? Just keep moving and keep continuing and keep doing what you're doing and let your work speak for itself. Let your content speak for itself. Let the good work that you do, and the people that are hearing the hating will realize that that is not correct, and it'll bounce off and ricochet back on them, and they'll realize that, like, okay, this is just a hater. They're just going around trying to cause trouble. They're upset. They're jealous. They're whatever. This person's the real deal. Let your work speak for itself. Would you agree?
Yeah. You know, every story has to start forward, but you have a lot of people who's been done wrong, you know, in the industry where people just want to disagree with everything you do, and you can't please everybody in the world. You just can't. I tried that, you know. I tried to, when I came here, I wanted to just like be nice to everybody, please everybody. When I'm on set, somebody can just like take longer time to eat, you know, without, you know, and I never really lash out on anybody, you know, until people start to take that for granted, you know, and say, hey, you know, since Simon is letting me do this and that, you know, how about I do this or how about I try that? So you have to get to a point in your life that you say enough is enough, and if you have to retaliate or fight back or whatever you got to do, but I was, the way I learned was to always protect myself, protect my name, and protect the family name, whatever you got to do. So
exactly.
It depends on how far the thing go, and can you handle it any longer? Can you let it go any longer? You know.
No, you're right. You're right. I actually had a situation like that where people were, not people, a certain individual was putting a rip-off report in blogs and this and that, and I ended up having to trying to do everything I could to handle it, you know, the smoothly or whatever, and eventually got to the point where, okay, fine, you want to fight fire with fire? I'll blog and show that you're immature and show the proof of what you're doing. And it ended up, you know, it ended up working. I mean, sometimes you gotta be tough in business. You gotta always protect your brand in all cases, no matter what. Especially if you have a family name attached to it. You know, that's very, very important. And so, man, I want to give you a chance to promote. You know, whatever you want to promote, you know, put it out there. I will definitely be on the boat with you. I'm gonna bring a couple people that you and I are gonna be talking. Bring a couple people to the table. We'll see how we can do the Romaine Simon magic the easy way. You'll see what happens. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you like 2 minutes, man, to promote whatever you want to promote. Let people know. You know, give them whatever information you want to get. Go ahead. Go.
Yes. Keep following your dream. You know, never give up. And to go on Amazon. Check out my book, Red to Black: The Power of Love. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram. My film, Fasten Our Way. It's on the trailers on YouTube. Come to Tijuana Restaurant. It is on 309 Glendale Boulevard, which is a restaurant I co-own.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. Oh, man, let's talk about that. I apologize for interrupting you. That was rude of me, but we have to talk about that. You are a partner and an owner of a freaking club in Hollywood. Do you know what you and I are going to do with that?
Yeah, man. So my grand opening is Saturday the 7th, which is, I don't know if you'll be able to make it, but Saturday the 7th of February, and then we can host some party there. And then I have a restaurant I co-own and Glendale Boulevard. It's a Haitian restaurant, but you can go there and eat and try some Haitian food if you ever want to try different culture food. And it's pretty good. It's 309 Glendale Boulevard. And that's pretty much it, you know. That's pretty much it. And keep listening to Easy Way. And let's keep doing it the easy way.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You got me on that comp dinner and that special table. You got a couple bottles of champagne for me?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely.
I'm just playing. So, hey, man, sounds like you've got some amazing things. We're going to definitely do some amazing things together. As far as February 7th, we are actually going to be involved with, our man Sam Sarpong. He's got his Grammy event coming up. But I'm going to see if I can't do the hopping thing, you know, do a little bit with Sam, a little bit over there. And you said this is your grand opening on February 7th?
Yeah, it's the grand opening of the – and then, oh, by the way, we're going to have Wei is the youngest – guitar legend ever. He's very, very young. He started very, very young age, and now he's playing with people like B.B. King and all those big names in the industry. So if you can make it, that would be great, man. We're going to have Wei.
Well, is Easy Wei on your list? Do you have like a group or a list or email or something on all this stuff? I mean, I know you're so busy and so am I, but you know, put me on your text list, your email list, so we know what's going on, and we'll figure out how we can support. And guys, just so you know, anybody that's listening, we do own Easy Wei Promotions. What you're hearing is a sample of what we do and what we're involved in. We are involved with a lot of individuals, and they always have things going on. We're always supporting, and it's access. It's Easy Wei access to amazing opportunities, networking, and great situations to help advance your career, your brand, your success, and you know what you're trying to do. And, you know, PR is very, very important. And you know, like Romaine was talking about, you know, you need to be packaged. You know, you need to be able to have that substance so people want to hire you. And that's a big part in building and big part in actually getting money and not just trying, but actually, you know, it's packaging. It's one of the most important pieces, and that's what we do. And so, you know, I want to also say thank you, Romaine, before we let you go. You were involved. Do you remember my event with Roscoe's? Remember my big event we did with Easy Way TV? I have to point this out, guys. This is what a real friend is, okay? We had a situation. I actually had a big TV crew, some people, and last minute, it was my birthday, I think it was. I think it was my birthday. It was the launch of the Easy Way. Yeah, it was the launch of the Easy Way TV channel we did with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. We were honoring, I believe, Shelley Hunt, founder of Women of Global Change. It was a real, real big event. It was a very important event. And last minute, I actually, I actually had a TV crew and some people that were supposed to do something big kind of cancel out on me. And previously, we already invited Simon. I mean, Simon was already in. He was good. But, you know, I called Simon as a friend, and I was like, yo, man, I need you to really help me out here. You know, I need your models. I need you to bring your media wall out. I need you to bring your crews. I need you to bring everything that you got, which probably cost you a little bit of money because you brought a lot to the table, you know. But I wanted to say thank you on air on my show, man. I wanted to say thank you for that support. You really came through, and you've always been there for me. You've always been there for Easy Way, and we really appreciate that more than you know. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it too, man. It's great to be part of a good movement and somebody who's doing something good, because a lot of people may not, some people may not understand, you know, or appreciate what you do, but what you do is really good, man. And if it's like, if it's three people, four people who listen to the show and go check my book out or things like that, or didn't know about the Simon name, you know, and now they know about it, it's because of you. So I appreciate you and the community and everything that you're doing too, man. Keep it up, man. And anything, you know, I'm here, man. Anything, any help you need, any projects and stuff like that, you know, I'm here.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. We will be pushing you on Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And your Twitter is what again?
Twitter is Romaine Simon.
Romaine Simon with an S,
mm-hmm.
or Romaine Simon?
Yeah, just Romaine Simon.
Okay, your Twitter's Romaine Simon. So we will be pushing, we'll be hashtagging. And let's create a hashtag right now, man. Let's create a hashtag right now, and let's start pushing your book. Or do you already have a hashtag specifically for your book or your progress?
I do most of the hashtag on Instagram.
On Instagram, okay. Well, so what is that hashtag?
The hashtag is Red to Black Book, and then the other one is hashtag Red to Black Vampire Love Book.
Well, let's do this. Let's create Red to Black. Red to Black Book, and what was the other one?
Red to Black Vampire Love Book.
Let's create Red Vampire. Let's create a hashtag right now. Let's create Red Simon Easy Way. How about that?
Huh?
Let's create a hashtag right now. Red Simon Easy Way. And let's start getting everybody. Then that'll help push everything as a whole. So that we're officializing it right now, guys. Red Simon SIMON Easy Way hashtag Red Simon Easy Way. Let's get all of our Easy Way supporters to help push this book, push what Romaine's doing, push his films, push his stuff. If you're an Easy Way supporter, please hashtag that hashtag. Follow it, push it, share it. Let's keep it moving. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you. And real quick before we let you go, say, hey, I'm Romaine Simon, producer, director, whatever you want to say as far as how you want people to know you. And with conviction, with total conviction, you know what to say, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Romaine Simon, the author of Web to Black, writer, director, producer, and we are doing it the easy way. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Romaine. I appreciate it, brother. So we will see you soon. I'm definitely going to be talking to you about that boat. I need a vacation.
Very good, man. Let's do this.
Yes, do it. Let's do it. All right, guys. So that was Romaine Simon. Go follow him. Romaine, R-O-M-A-N-E. S-I-M-O-N on Twitter. Go support his book, his film, everything he's got going on. He's doing it the easy way. He's moving and grooving. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. A couple of different shows and things that we got going on here, Easy Way Broadcasting. We do other shows. We do Baby Boomers Live. We do Humanitarian Radio. We actually have a show coming up, which is an NFL sports show by the son of the coach for the San Francisco 49ers, the NFL San Francisco 49ers. It's a really cool show. We're producing, we're developing, we're building it, we're building the graphics, we're building the promotion. We're going to be announcing it, launching it pretty soon. It's going to be a lot of fun. As you guys know, we have the Ascent Expo coming up, the Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center. We're doing the Ascent Expo the easy way. We got a 44,000 square feet of Ascent Expo, and we're doing a giant stage and bringing all of our Easy Way magic. There's a little bit more information on it. You listen to Easy Way Broadcast.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. My show is every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. You can follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. We're going to go ahead and open the lines, grab a couple callers, see what they have to say. We got caller 4525. Caller 4525, area code 323. What's on your mind? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Alatino Brown. Eric Zuli, how are you, my dear friend?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Lovely show you had today, Ramon. Many blessings and thanks. I also want to say to everybody out there, I'm filming my show. It was inspired by Eric, called What's Your Story? As I became his red carpet host and man on the street. And now we're filming it and putting it out there. If you have a story to tell, you have talent to display, please join us. It's on Facebook, Latino B. Brown, on my personal page, as well as the company page, Cyberspace Media, and our new website, which will be broadcast from www.cyberspacemediatv.net. Eric, I want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for inspiring me and being an inspiration to others and trying to support kids and veterans everywhere. I want to say thank you for the opportunity, brother. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to have my team invoice you for that promotion there. You snuck a little nice little advertising promotion in there for your stuff. But props for how you did it. And no, I'm kidding. I appreciate it. You know, you're doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. Cyberspace Media, you're doing your show. You've acquired a studio now. You know, props on that. So you said you got Romain Simon coming on your show?
Right, Romain. Ironically, just before I talked to you this morning, I was talking to Romain about coming to my show because I'm at the celebrity toy drive that we were at this year for our good friend Jarvey Hutchinson at Raleigh Studios. I talked with Romain there when he had his book, but he had no more books. So to
figure this out, and because I always like figuring out how things are networking and how people meet each other. So you did it the easy way. And you met my man Romain, and you're trying to get him on your show. He's not completely booked yet, is he booked for your show?
12 p.m. Saturday. He's already
scheduled. Okay. Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, I invited him down to that event. It was great event with the Marines and toys. Raleigh Studios, a lot of fun. And I believe you also came to an event prior to that, and I don't know. I don't remember. But hey, you know, the beauty of the easy way. Keep doing your thing, Alantina. I appreciate you calling in. And you guys, you know, check out the show, and you know, keep doing your thing, brother.
Thank you so much, Eric. And you keep doing yours, and together we'll change the world. I guarantee it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, guys, you are listening to Easy Talk Live. We're going to go ahead and pop on my man Bill Zucker. Props to him, man. He's got big-time movies coming out. He's got two TV shows. He has a YouTube video that has close to 1 million views with Jenny McCarthy. In fact, I think the only time that she's ever done this, she's dressed up in a nun outfit on how she's obsessed, and she's Bill Zucker's stalker. And he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's a good friend of mine, he's doing his thing. Props to Bill Zucker. This is a song that he did. Some people may have forgotten about it. I'm going to bring it back. This is his Twitter song, bring some comedy in the spot. And then when we come back, we should have our Turbo Time with Boogaloo Shrimp. And you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zuley. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. This is Bill Zucker, Twitter song. Don't laugh too hard, and make sure to get ready to, you know, hurt your vertebrae or whatever. No, I'm kidding. It's this Bill Zucker, Twitter song.
Yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. My whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed and my life is a mess and I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. 'Cause I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up a laptop to see. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I just can't get it on back. Well, it all started with a little MySpace, and then soon that just wasn't enough. Now I'm out on the streets trying to score a few tweets. This cyber life can be so tough. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept, and I sure don't remember this beard. Well, my phone has stopped ringing and no one stops by. I know my friends think I am weird.
Are you guys ready for the new Easy Way Broadcasting segment, Turbo Time, with your host, the star of Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Shrimp. I'm good,
well,
brother. How you doing?
Todo bien. Mexico lindo querido. Feliz Navidad and Hava Nagila. You should have seen me. I went to the Shabbat Center, and there were a group of people, and they had some music on. So, you know, we were trying to figure out what kind of move we were going to do. And I was like, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila. And, so I started moonwalking, and I did my Hava Nagila. Very cool.
please tell me you did a video with your cell phone or something of that one. We got to post that.
Oh, dude, wait. Now, do that. I'm going to totally – my Jewish studio teacher, she showed me so much about life when we were traveling the world in the breaking era, and I got a chance to – while I was submitting my schoolwork, I got a chance to really look at some historical places instead of just kind of just traveling and being a tourist. When I sent in my schoolwork, she didn't tell me why, and I didn't ask because she was my teacher. But we were like, I mean, every day that we were on tour, she would always take me to, like, something very historical that had something to do, like, with the Bible or whatever. Right? So I found myself on the Gaza Strip, bro, in Israel. And I'm telling you what, I mean, Canon Films is Israeli. And what happened was, the thing is, when they wanted to bring me back to their home area, my Jewish studio teacher goes, hey, you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You being an American and you having faith, you should go over here. And so
bro, I was totally there on the Gaza Strip where Jesus and the apostles and stuff were. I mean, I'm telling you what, man, that was life-changing for me. And it just seemed like the whole Israeli production, everybody from Israel, no matter what is going on in this country about black or white, or can't we all get along and kumbaya, the thing is, I've always had people of different nationalities, but they had a strong faith base to help guide me. And that's why, like today, like, you know, even though I made a little joke about, you know, Hava Nagila, I take that very serious because, the Jewish community, especially in Hollywood, they've always gone way and over and above to help people get to where they got to be. And you know what? when I do dance or whatever, I'm going to be respectful. You know, and you're not going to see me at a bar mitzvah, but I'm going to continue to show the respect that was given to me to all my brothers and sisters. And you know, I think that's one of the things that brings us together, Eric. I mean, your whole thing, your whole philosophy is, you know, you're a universal media guy. You know, you don't discriminate. You know, your broadcasting goes to Japan, to the United Kingdom, all over. And you know what? It's a ray of positivity. For the little time slot that we have, we want to make sure that all of our listeners, producers, anybody, that, you know what, other than the work and the materialisms, we all have to share our stories and give infused positivity. That's what the easy way thing's about. You know, sometimes people are like, well, why do they keep saying easy way? Because you tried it your way, now do it our way. And put a little love in your heart. So, buenos dias, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
Instead of coffee, I'm going to wake up with easy.
Thank you, sir. Speaking of easy way, and yeah, props to the Jewish community. I mean, you know, they do help a lot of people. And we all know that you guys run the industry. So we are to your – no, I'm kidding. Let's talk about easy way, man. We just recently did an event, and it was for Bright Life Music with Warner Brothers, promoting the artist G-Kaz. And – you were there. You experienced it. I think that was the first time for you really. I mean, you came to our – it wasn't our event, but you came to what we helped with marketing and PR, and we helped bring a little bit to the table, and our client was Domino's, mm-hmm. At the StubHub Center, and you got a little taste. But this last event, in your opinion, not just the Hollywood stuff, and you're welcome to talk about it if you want, but the vibe and the types of people that were there. You know, mm-hmm. please do me a favor and state what your experience was like, you know, that night at the Bright Life Music G-Kaz release.
Well, to be honest and straight up, okay, because this is real talk, okay? The thing is, I was really blown away that in 2015, in Beverly Hills, of all places, where everybody's, you know, pretty much they're ambitious, the entrepreneur spirit. You know, they got the suit and the tie and the Prada and the Gucci. But look, it was like you brought this event, you brought like, you kind of brought the glamour back to the younger generation. Meaning this guy, he was only 21 years old, Nigerian, okay? He has this new dance, the Seto. Okay, so his group of people were young, but yet instead of putting them in a club where there's a pole and somebody's making it rain or whatever, there was a certain ambience in there, and it was, I mean, you really brought this really kind of like MGM kind of thing, you know, lights and bright people and clap people were well-dressed. And you know what I like? People go out, and when there's alcohol or whatever they're on, people get out of hand and they act out of order. This was a very high-class, upscale hip-hop event, and there were no fighting. You know, yeah, there was alcohol flowing, but people knew how to act. As a matter of fact, everything was done in moderation. But your red carpet thing, it really gave these young people a taste of what the paparazzi, the whole thing that Hollywood stands for, go big. You know, this is a really small place, but you brought a lot of life to that, Felipe Chow. I've been seeing a consistency, Eric, even at the Home Depot Center. They play soccer, for Christ's sake. But the thing is, when you guys came and turned it out, it became this spectacle. You had the lights. You made everybody feel good. And you know what? I really like that because I remember back in the day when our film came out and we did the Cannes Film Festival and, you know, we were schmoozing at the award shows and, you know, the Hollywood Shuffle, as they speak. I haven't really been around that for a while, not because I wasn't active, but it's just because I was pretty much, when people go, what was Turbo doing after breaking? Well, besides teaching Michael Jackson and working with Paula Abdul and a whole bunch of other stuff, the thing is I was forming myself as an artist. You know, I was on a world tour with Lionel Richie for 9 months. People need to think about, what was that little black kid doing when he wasn't dancing? Well, guess what? If you're sitting around Lionel Richie playing piano, you're going to learn something about music and theory. So I pretty much studied, and then overstudied, okay? My mom said if I was a girl, my name would be Anna because I analyzed stuff. But, and then as I grew up, I started going right back into the entertainment field in another direction, like we're doing now, meaning you see more activity. Yes, I'm working with you. We're at these events. But in this content, I like sharing my knowledge with the younger generation because hip-hop got so watered down and so stigmatized to the jeans and, you know, your alpha bottom jeans or, you know, you're too low or too slow or too brown, you know, short hair, no hair. I mean, everything got distorted. But the hip-hop that we came up from, when I say we, all the 80s artists, Sugar Hill, Curtis Blow, Freedom Williams from CNC Music Factory, MC Hammer, Ice Cube, all these people from the 80s, we were trying to push like a universal unity thing. And in my case, hold on a second, let me get out of here. In my case, I was like the only guy that could actually say I was African-American rocking the rising sun. And right there, if you look at Turbo's wardrobe, it wasn't Ralph Macchio, but, you know, I pretty much was always showing love to Japan and overseas, and I see that hip-hop and breakdancers, Asia and the United Kingdom, they're really a force to be reckoned with because, I mean, people are popping and spinning and dubstep, you got trance music, you got trap, and then now, when you have these events, you really surprise me, Eric. All these young people, like the Ochoa Boys and the little Disney people. I mean, people are they see a train moving, and the young people, they really want to get involved in something that's wholesome enough to where their parents don't have to wonder about, you know, are you having my daughter twerking, or, you know, I mean, we're really on a mission. We're not perfect, but I like working with you guys, and I like the kind of clientele that you bring to the show, because anybody out there that doesn't have an event on your terms, they haven't seen nothing. You're getting ready to do the Accent Expo. You know, you're over there in Laguna. You're with some really high-profile people. But as far as actors and musicians and stuff like that, look at Roe Brooks, you know, all these people. I mean, people are really seeing a consciousness, and I love being a part of that consciousness. I want to thank you, Eric. As a matter of fact, I want to apologize to anybody that has ever met me, and if I was not verbal enough or we didn't talk enough, when I get into artist mode, that's all I care about is doing the show. It's like my focal point is doing the show. I can play before and I can play after, but when I am on my J-O-B, it's just like, boom, I'm like a ninja, you know. I get incognito, basically, and I just go in the bush and then, boom, do my job and then I'm out.
I have to agree. I've seen that, and you know, you were actually booked for that. You performed with GCaz. You showed them a little dance, and thanks for getting involved with Bright Life. And, you know, and that's another thing I want to shout out a lot of my friends and supporters, and my boy Emmy, who actually I want to give him some spotlight here. Emmy, which I will be putting this on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. He was recently featured on Entertainment Tonight Insider for being an up-and-coming actor, and that's pretty big. And he's going to actually be starring in a movie with one of the biggest actors in the game. And I don't want to go into too much detail because I know he's trying to keep the project on the download right now. But, you know, he was there. Patrick Fawcett, Roe Brooks, Aretha Gray, Suze from The Hills Have Eyes, Welcome Back, Carter, Three's Company. Numerous. I mean, there's so many people. There's so many publicists that submitted. There's so many people I didn't even expect were gonna come. My boy Trey Ireland and you know, just all these people showed up. I mean, how many celebrities would you say was there? I mean, you introduced me to Claudia, and Claudia Wells was there, and other Back to the Future cast. And how many celebrities were in front of that LeDorean, that Back to the Future car? I mean, that's what we got to talk about, dude, is we had the LeDorean Back to the Future car pull up with the smoke, and every celebrity that was there, well, I mean, not everybody, but most of the celebrities were there with G-Caz in front of the LeDorean in Beverly Hills. That's never happened. That was
productive. Hey, man, big shout-out to Claudia Wells, because you know what? That was really Hollywood class right there. She showed up with the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Come on, man, it was pandemonium. And then Miss Parker showed up from the Friday series, but I had Miss Parker. I'm telling you what, man, that was awesome. That was a night to remember, bro. The energy in the room was incredible. The service was impeccable. You know, your dad, give it up for Mr. Big Daddy Papa Zuli. You know, everybody just held it together. I just felt like we were like this Hollywood super team. You know, we just stormed, you know, Philippe Chow's, and then off in the sunset, Claudia rides, and it was just beautiful, man. That DeLorean was sick.
The DeLorean was amazing. But you know what was really cool, too? And this is something that, because this was cool that this was actually being conducted at a restaurant, okay? An upscale restaurant, yeah. And I believe that Keisha Cole's event was right before it recently. I heard I heard her crew was there. I know her publicist was there. I was talking to him. You know, it's a really upscale place. But what I noticed, and I was like so blown away. I mean, out of everything, with all the celebrities and all the media and all the heavy hitters. I mean, we had one of the biggest people in music there, which works with Bright Life Music. But did you notice the little girls? Did you notice the little girls 5 and 10 years old that was there on the carpet? Notice the moms and the little girls that showed up?
You know what? I saw them, but I just kind of like, just from like my peripheral, but you know, I tend to be like this. I could be in the please forgive my ignorance, but perfect example. I was backstage not that long ago, but a while ago, at the Clive Davis pre Grammy party. And it was my first time there, and I'm in the green room, and I didn't even know who this white girl was. And she's standing right there. She's like, "Hi, can I get a picture?" And I'm like, yeah, and my friend kicked me and goes, "Dude, you stupid, it's Carrie Underwood." I'm like, "I don't know, I don't listen to country." So I played it out pretty good. I was like, sometimes I go to these events, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I try to show people respect. Case in point, I was at a fashion event, and a black guy comes up to me with a hat, and he has a swagger. He's like, "Yo, man, I like your movie, you know." You know, he's like bombing on me, like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, all right. And then the guy goes, "Do you know who that is?" I go, "No, it was Jason Derulo."
Oh, wow. Stupid.
I didn't know because I wasn't watching TV enough. But you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it a point in Turbo's day to listen to the hottest music and to look at television, because some of these people, Eric, that you have, I mean, look, the other day when you had that event over there with the guy, your guy, what's his name? Sarpong.
Sam Sarpong, yes.
When he had that event, everybody was, you know, doing their thing, and Lord forbid, that guy, the famous basketball player guy was there.
Which famous?
Remember the
basketball player? You know what?
Dude,
really
I didn't
famous.
Watch sports, but he was there.
Yeah, well, I believe him, and they were on TMZ or something. I mean, there's something that came off of that. And you know what actually happened? Well, we'll post this on the Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, so we, you know what we're talking about. But there was a really famous basketball player. When I say his name, you'll know in a heartbeat. But I guess his girlfriend and Sam kind of got into it because Sam was trying to talk to the basketball player, and that was Sam's birthday. That event was Sam's birthday. And I guess that guy was there to celebrate a birthday or something too. And he's like, "Well, hey, you're at my party, you're at my event." And I guess his girlfriend got involved, and she was like, "Oh," and she was, I guess, a little bit Hollywood, and like, "Oh, we don't have time for this." And then Sam told her off. Sam actually put her, you know, this is what I'm hearing. I don't know the exact. I wasn't there. I actually left early. But Sam told her off, like, "Hey, you can't treat his fans that way. You can't treat his people that way." You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't come in and sit and feel like you own this guy. You know, he's a celebrity. When you're a celebrity, you're obligated to having a public figure appearance. You know, just kind of schooled her on a couple of things. In fact, we have a video.
Damn.
I forgot about this. We have a video because we left, but Sam's camera crew is always following him around. They sent us that video of them going off on each other and stuff. And so this is a something special we'll be putting out eventually, guys. But you know, this is something that I want to edit, and I want to make sure we put it out the right way and the right timing. You know, we'll announce the actual time it's going to be broadcast. It's going to be put on the YouTube channel. We'll build it up. But yeah, we have an actual exclusive video of this A-list level NBA major star, his girlfriend Sam, kind of getting into it with him. You know, we actually do have that. So that's something.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad you reminded me about that, dude. I don't even remember what we have. Help!
That's freaking huge. No, another video that you have is priceless. The new film, Jungle Book, with the little guy, the Indian guy, who's going to play Mowgli. He came out with his own dance, the Mowgli, and you have footage of him and I doing the Mowgli.
Oh, that's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I gotta see the footage.
No, actually something that's more priceless than that. I have footage of you doing a broom dance again within after 10 years, you're holding the broom again, and you're dancing Yes, I have that. I have all of that.
Oh, God. You gotta send that, Eric. Let's make some money. Let's make things happen. This is what we do. Send the footage to the Dirt Devil, Swifter, and Dyson, and whoever. For a broom endorsement. And then look, I can see the setup, the commercial. The witch, she's all, I'll get you and your little dog too. I'm like, give me that broom and shut up. And dance. And she's like, oh damn.
Oh dude, that would be
flying around.
That'd be cool because the witch is known for the broom. You're known for the broom. You know, and we need to get like a serious poppin' or dancing witch versus Boogaloo Shrimp or something, and see who's got a better broom dance or something. Again, here we go, brainstorming. But
okay, I can see it. Like, let's get ready to rumble. Shane Sparks, he's in the middle. He's the referee. He goes, go. MC Hammer against Bobby Brown, and Bobby Brown against me. Okay, and then we got to get, like Jessica Alba to challenge J-Lo, because Jessica Alba played in the movie Honey, so she could dance. And then J-Lo's like, wait a minute, excuse me, Britney, bitch. and then Gwen Stefani goes, shut up. It's no whole bar, dude.
So let me
That would be sick.
That would be totally sick. We're going to do it.
Dude, that would be sick. It would be like the WWE of dance. Every episode, we're going to have somebody who thinks, oh, dude, this is sick. The return of Kevin Bacon against John Travolta. John Travolta, he gets on one end, you know, he's like, you know what, I hear the bells, boom, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. We're like, nah, change the tune. Kevin Bacon, now I got to kind of lose. That would be stupid.
I love it, man. And this is what you guys are listening to. We also actually do this stuff. And you heard maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we were talking about doing a fun parody with Claudia Wells and Boo Boo Shrimp and the director that was on. We're still actually in development with that. We are still in talks with that. We're going to do something. It takes a lot of time to do this stuff, but eventually we're going to get to it. Let me ask you a question, Boogaloo. You're the only celebrity. You're the only celebrity. It's not officially out yet, but the Easy Way Watch, the Havana Easy Way Watch, the only one to actually be wearing that watch besides
myself.
I'm
looking at it right now. That is a piece of work. That Havana watch, the timepiece, you know, not only does it say Easy Way, right, in like leather, and it's got like this really cool border, but it has this gizmo. Like if I'm in somebody's car, I just put the top down, you know, it's like this, 7 o'clock on the spot, I got my drop top. Once I put my arm out, my song is, I'm too sexy for my car, too sexy for my car, too sexy boy. This is the watch where you own it. You're like, I'm too sexy for my watch. You better stop.
Dude, this is really neat.
It's really neat. I love this watches, man.
This is too much fun.
It. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. So, you know, we're coming up to 4 minutes left on the show, brothers. This is your segment. What else do you want to promote? What do you want to talk about? We have amazing, amazing things coming up that you're going to be at. And you missed the music video with Sam Sarpong yesterday, man. I tried to get a hold of you. I texted you.
Hey, man, you know what? With traffic in L.A., it sucks. You know, I mean, I need a helicopter, so we need to make some more money. You know, but
yes.
Lorenzo Lamas has a helicopter company. Hello, listen, Lorenzo, if you're out there, please help us. I need your helicopter. No, he does have a helicopter business. It's out of Burbank. and he's a friend of mine. But, yeah, Lorenzo, need to borrow your helicopter so I can get to these video shoots on time. Really? His helicopter place, company is, I got it right here, Lorenzo Lamas, okay? It's Tail Rotor Inc. Helicopter Flight, okay? It's out of Burbank, and it is 3727 West Magnolia Boulevard. Look up Lorenzo. Take a glory shot picture, take the package, and boom, we're there. But look, when you give me enough time, Eric, I will totally be there like Michael Jackson. I'll be there. And the thing is, let me know. Let me know. Give me a heads up. And let's do this, man. I mean, you know, like with a video shoot, you got long hours. And 9 times out of 10, I got to rest my body. I got to soak my boogaloo bones. So it's like, you know, I'm a shrimp. Anybody knows anything about seafood and crustaceans, right? You put them in the water, heat it up, and he's like, hey, baby, a mambo italiano. So after I get all dolled up, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm good to go. So let me know, bro. You know me. I'm always willing to shake it.
Definitely. Well, we actually have a TV show screening, big TV show screening. A friend of mine owns 2 major studios. He's actually the owner of Immigrant Magazine. And if you're available, I'm gonna take you down there on Saturday.
When you take me down there, you tell them I'm an immigrant, and I can speak Spanish. I'd be like, you know what? Hey, mambo! I'll be that party guy who just came to America. You remember, like Eddie Murphy's coming to America? Say, you know what? I got Trebonsky.
All right, guys. So make sure that you follow Boogaloo_Shrimp_ on Twitter and Boogaloo_Shrimp_Turbo on Facebook. Make sure you definitely follow him. He is available for bookings. He is available to be a nut over there at your events. Do his amazing dancing, and he's just a blast to have. Bright Life actually did book him for this event. It turned out to be great. We will be posting that footage as well of Boogaloo Shrimp dancing along with of G-Kaz with Bright Life Music. G-Kaz up on top of the roof, probably 300 or so people watching. It was the break, the full release of his new song, Setto, S-E-T-O-O-O.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it on iTunes. It's hot. You're going to hear him in colleges everywhere, 20 different FM radio stations. And Easy Way Promotions is proud to be the marketing situation for Bright Life. I'm proud to be the go-to guy for Bright Life. Shout-outs to Bright. So you guys have been listening to Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV Networks, on Blog Talk Radio, podcast talk radio with the stars. Every week, do not miss it. Tell your friends. Keep following us at Easy Way Broadcasting and Easy Way Broadcast. Turbo, I'll catch you later. I'm going to call you off air, brother.
Much love. Much love to Thump Records, Freedom Williams, John John from Troop, Black Eyed Peas, Will I Am, and Taboo. Big, big, big shout out. Do it the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.